this country has fallen. A storm brews upon the horizon. It's been said that those that have the eyes to see and the ears to hear will play a paramount role in the furthering of humanity and civilized society. But can civilized society and humanity survive the coming conflicts not seen since a dawn of time in ages bypassed? But you can find true forms of information and knowledge in abundance at revolution.radio, freedomsluts.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the globe. Stand upon the right side of history. Right side.
Out of these gates. We've got a better chance of survival if we work together. Do you understand? If we stay together, we survive.
Pleased to bring you.
Hold the line. Stay with me. If you find yourself alone, riding in green fields with the sun on your face, do not be troubled.
Time for honoring yourself will soon be at an end. Highness.
Are you not entertained? Is this not why you are here?
Are you a man who once said death smiles at us all? All a man can do is smile back. All a man can do is smile back.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained? Well, you're not entertained. You found a place to get entertained, huh? 100% listener supported station, Revolution Radio. Welcome, everybody. You're listening to the Cognitive Reality Show with Sergeant Millen Two Feathers in the house. Kind of under the weather myself, but I'm fighting it back. But I'm here. Tell you what, got to keep going, huh? Got to keep rolling on. Well, let's let people know that they're listening to the number one listener supporter station 13 years and running. That's us, Revolution Radio. And let you know that there's many ways of upholding the station and being able to support the station. We let you know if you are a business owner, for a mere $25 a month, you can find yourself with a banner right here on Revolution Radio. How you love that? So, we let you know that we have a archives that is free to you, the listener. If you'd like to come have a listen to the archives, we have a matrix chat room. You can sign up and go talk to the people in there. Wonderful people. Shout out to the people in Matrix. You can become a patron. Give every month a one-time donation. It's all good. We appreciate it either way. We accept in the way of crypto. You know, if you want to go Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, Ethereum, we accept cryptocurrency. So head on over to our website, www.revolution.radio, freedomslips.net, freedomslips.org. It's all appreciated either way. I'd like to welcome my right-hand man, Sergeant Miller, you in the house. Charlie Mike.
Yeah, mic check. Yeah, I'm here.
All right. How'd you make out on that big win?
Well, I caught a little bit of it. I was doing other stuff, but Yeah, I just missed that block field goal, an extra point messed my over 47.5. So you win some, you lose some, but hey, It is what it is.
Well, you didn't win.
You got a Louisiana boy that from LSU. He got him another ring.
Oh, he did.
Yeah. What's his name? Hilaire. He's a running back from LSU.
All right.
He's from Southwest Louisiana.
Yeah, man, I must have came down with some kind of freaking flu, man. Within like overnight, huh?
The temperature changed too.
Is it cold outside?
Yeah, it's like 45 degrees.
Damn.
Yeah,
because I had to take off today, man, because, and dude, I was, it hit me hard, boy. I mean, that pain, boy, it's like the whole body was hurting, you know?
Yeah, you got to sweat it out, no.
Ooh, I'm good. I'm getting better, though. Man, dude. I was like, ooh, man, this is terrible. But I'm beginning to feel better, so. It was like the other day, like when it was, it was like it wasn't cold and it wasn't hot. It was like that in between weather, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what it was, man. It, just like that, just that flu catching weather. And I was like, man, this is pitiful, man. And I don't know.
At least you know. Still got an immune system.
Oh yeah. I still got to take care of myself, man, dude. I was like, I just could feel it, you know. Started feeling in my throat and everything. I was like, oh, this ain't right, man. And I caught the chills. And the whole body was aching, and man, I was just like, So I called him. I think it was, I called him on Sunday. I texted one of the supervisors, a female. I let her know, I said, it doesn't look good. You know, I may not be able to run out on Monday. You know, I told him everything that was going on.
Uh-huh.
And I just wasn't feeling good, man. But I'm trying to fight it, you know. Other than that, you had a good weekend?
Oh, yeah. I relaxed and cleaned up and spent time with the family, stuff like that, you know.
Hmm. Well, that's good. It's always good whenever you can relax, huh?
Yeah. I enjoyed being bored this weekend and relaxing and chilling the house. I enjoyed that.
For a change, yeah. Yeah, myself, I like to do things, man. I like to get things done. It was unquestionable that I couldn't do anything, you know. I was like, damn, this sucks, man. You know?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I hate when I can't do anything. Because I really enjoy, you know, being able to put my hands on something and, you know, accomplishing something. It feels a lot better when you can get something accomplished, you know?
Uh-huh.
So how's that weather out there treating you tonight?
It's a little windy. Mm-hmm. I got my long johns on. I ain't playing no game.
So you ain't wanting to get sick.
Yeah. Try to, you know.
Yeah. Said the hell with that, huh? Yeah, I was looking for got an article here. It was saying that people are having like populace revolt, you know, spreading all across the West. Don't you notice, Sergeant Miller, that more and more people are beginning to, to really You know, like what they had Germany. Germany was just backing up those pump trucks and everything with the cow pee and cow urine. They dumped, like I saw them dump all those farmers were protesting.
Yeah, and with the tractor.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep, those tractors, man, they wind up backing up dump trucks of cow manure and dumping it on their Capitol building.
Uh-huh.
Man, look. And then we just had that truckers convoy that went down to Texas and all that. You know, trying to stop that freaking influx of immigrants coming into the southern border. And,
I mean, yeah. They're putting them Connex on that border.
Yeah, you noticed that?
Yeah, they're putting that on that border. And I'm like, well, you got to do what you got to do, you know?
Yeah, they started putting that freaking razor wire all out in the water and everything. I was like, damn. Oh, yeah, they were getting serious about it, man. But it says all over the world, it says the peasants. I guess that would be people like us, huh? Call us the peasants.
Uh-huh.
And the tax serfs are getting restless. That is the message that voters are sending loud and clear from Argentina, Brazil, and India to the United States, Italy, Sweden, the Netherlands, and beyond. Politically incorrect populist leaders and political parties. You know, thinking about it, Sarge, that a lot of people are getting tired of these politicians, man. You know?
I don't know
if they're catching women at. They sick of it, man. They sick of, you know, I had just posted something the other day how, just like our friend Jared Salente says, you know, nobody's speaking peace. You know, they still, instead of their answer to, I think Colonel McGregor was saying, instead of them, you know, trying to de-escalate the situation, you know, they're saying, bring more bombs.
Mm-hmm.
And they're sending more bombs.
The hell with what we think.
Yeah. And it's just like, you can't get these people to be, you know, to hear the voice of the people, the populace. So they say, you know, all of these countries, I guess they, you know, they're making their voices heard. It says politically incorrect populist leaders and political parties are surging at the polls. In many cases, they are becoming the dominant political force. As awareness grows surrounding the quote-unquote Great Reset and other totalitarian schemes from big business and big government elitists, consumers are revolting against the zeitgeist, too. Just consider the powerful message being sent to quote-unquote woke companies like Target, Bud Light, Disney, and BlackRock, among others, in the form of boycotts, withdrawing investment, and more. In short, Americans and people around the world are sick and tired of having antisocial ideas shoveled down their throats. And the trends look set to accelerate in the years ahead. The signs were already obvious in 2016, at least to those paying attention. It began in the summer in Britain when voters, in defiance of the entire political and media class, voted to secede from the increasingly aggressive superstate known as the European Union.
Uh-huh.
After decades of abuse at the hands of EU bureaucrats, in uncontrolled immigration, voters had enough and said so, risking the doom and gloom predicted by disgraced Prime Minister David Cameron and others. Next, it was America's turn, despite well over 90% of network news coverage being negative and unprecedented opposition from the Republican establishment and the Democrats. Donald Trump cruised toward a massive victory that shook elitists in the press and government to their core. Trump ran on an openly populist platform, vowing to return power to the people and crush the deep state. That's why Nancy Pelosi and them, you know, they were so against, you know, in a sense, against Donald Trump, you know, because he was more like a populist and not only a nationalist, but he came out like as on a populist ticket, you know. And, but he didn't want that, huh?
Well, I think I sent you, I think we were talking about that Saturday morning. I sent you that State of the Union when Trump was talking about the illegal immigrants, you know. I mean, he called it to the people. He told you. He said these policies continue. They're going to keep incentivizing these immigrants to come to America. They're going to keep giving them money and all of this. And voila. It's like magic.
Voila.
Voila.
Yeah. And you know, it's awful funny how, you know, they couldn't never, you know, help the American people. But you know, found all this money for the immigrants, you know, by the thousands.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
That's a big part, too. The stimulus.
Yeah.
And giving these immigrants all that money and all of these resources, you know, that's a slap in the face. The regular Americans 40 hours a week and living paycheck to paycheck. You know, that's a kick in the groin. So that's what's going on. Because remember Biden promised he was going to get rid of student loans, and you know that was the catchphrase. So now people seeing they still got to pay their student loans, and then they got all these $116 billion for war. And people scratching their head like, what's going on? I'm like, by the time y'all scratch my head, I've been scratching my head since behind it, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because you've been awoke, you know? Been awake that damn long. So it said Trump ran on an openly populist platform vowing to return power to the people and crush the deep state that has been spinning on the Americans for generations. And he won. The establishment fought back, of course. One of the key reasons why the deep state believed it was losing the narrative war was the proliferation of competing views online, or competing views online. And so censorship and rigging of algorithms would quickly become the next major tool in the establishment's war against the public uprising that was spreading like wildfire on both sides of the Atlantic. No single voice was more prominent than Alex Jones and his media empire, InfoWars. To get a sense of his influence, consider that when he was banned in 2018, the year after Trump took office, in addition to the millions listening via nationally syndicated radio program, or his million followers on social media platforms, Jones had 2.5 million subscribers just on YouTube. For perspective, that was about a million more than Fox News, the leading cable news station, and almost 2 million more than legacy network CBS News or NBC News had attracted so far. The Washington Post had fewer than 400,000. subscribers a week after the purge of Jones began, while the New York Times had fewer than 1.5 million. Jones' election coverage was often getting more views online than all the legacy media combined. And so on, one day, every major online platform banned them, as they try to do. You see, when people come out with their own voice and thinking outside the box, oh, all of a sudden they need to ban you off of their platform.
Ooh,
I mean, that's sick.
That's why he started their website banned from television. I think that's the website he has, Alex Jones, one of them. Banned from TV, something like that, yeah. One of his websites.
That's crazy.
Yeah, he cool, but, you know, he don't get deep down and dirty. But it's way better than mainstream media, put it that way.
No doubt. But Censor and Jones, and later Trump himself, would not stem the tsunami of awakening sweepstakes. I mean, the awakening sweeping the United States and the Western world. As current events show clearly, that stunning revolt against the elitist plan for humanity is growing stronger by the minute. In fact, virtually every credible poll shows Donald Trump crushing every Republican and Democratic challenge in the 2024 election, despite the endless stream of politically motivated felony charges. You know, and I just saw something that the deep state was because he had made some kind of accusation that he was, I think, saying something. They were upset at him because he was telling he's not, even if he was president, he's not willing to, you know, come against Putin if he wanted to come at these people or whatever, because they owe him money, whatever. He's not going to protect them. You know, they didn't like to hear that. You know, It's time to pay up. It's time for these damn countries to pay up. You know? So maybe he was talking about I guess, I don't know if it was them owing America or something. I didn't catch, like, really get into the article, but I did read some of it. I think, I don't know if I saved it. I think I might have saved it somewhere. The this awakening is hardly limited to the United States. What follows is a roundup of some of the major developments in the populist wave sweeping the globe, especially in Latin America. In Europe, nations that have historically been considered part of the West, also known as the quote-unquote free world, are custodium in early generations. After almost a century of socialism, big government, corruption, and globalism, the people of Argentina decided late last year they were fed up. One of the most stunning victories of a political outsider in recent memory. Argentina voted overwhelmingly for populist Javier Milei. This bomb-throwing libertarian with disheveled hair vowed to cut his nation's bloated government down to size. There was a guy speaking, I don't remember if that was from Argentina up in the World Economic Forum.
Yeah, that's him.
That's him?
Yeah, that's him.
Oh, yeah. He was talking about, you know, collectivism being up there, them being as a collectivism is not helping their people. Oh, you know, and that's for everyone, all of them. All of those leaders of the countries, they're not helping their people. You know, they're sitting up there, they go up there and they clean each other's fingernails and polish each other's toenails and giving each other pedicures and everything. That's not doing nothing for their damn people, you know? Mm-hmm. And he finally called them out. You know, the economies are suffering. There's, you know, there's no competition in businesses. because they're harboring, you know, harboring all the wealth, you know. They're just taking it on to themselves. And it's just like, you know, you can't have the people by not, you know, being properly funded, you know, like for the work that they do in these companies / corporations. You know, they don't, you'd want to get out just like we share with Why Not and all. You know that they got us so busy that we're working for that company over 40 hours or sometimes more a week at these companies, you know, and if we had our own thing, we could do our own thing, you know, we could give them some competition, maybe. Who knows? You know? I think his name is Javier. His mom throwing libertarian with this evil to have vowed to cut his nation's blow to government down to size and to do it quickly. Oh, and to do it quickly, ignoring their wannabe superiors in the media and in politics with help from hand-counted paper ballots. A lot of people want to go back to that, you know. The people of Argentina launched a political earthquake. On his very first day in office, Milei delivered on his signature, quote-unquote, a Führer, A-F-U-E-R-A, a Führer, promised to slash the number of government ministries using executive order. I guess.
Yeah, he had a chart. Yeah, like a whiteboard in the back of him when he was identifying, you know, the government programs that he wanted to cut.
Mm-hmm.
He went through a list.
What?
Yeah, he went through a list.
Dang.
I was like, why? You making sense.
Yeah. Yeah, you make perfect sense. They had a girl that was up there in Congress, I think. I was watching one day. And she was mentioning how she was scolding this lady who's I think she was part of the GAO, Government Accountability Office. And she was saying that, you know, they got all these office buildings that the government, our tax dollars are paying for. And they're empty. There's no one in there. And we're sitting there paying on these buildings with our tax dollars, and they're just wasting. You know, they're just blowing this freaking money like it's water, man. And I think that's where, you know, we as American people, we should get frustrated at what these people are doing. You know, spending our money. Like you were saying that time, I was like, oh, load up them $40,000 bombs on each side of that plane. You know, just dropping them off, you know.
Ooh.
Like it's nothing.
Like it's nothing.
Like it's nothing. Like just water. Just it's amazing how these people get to do this without our approval. You know, because one, we would tell them to stop freaking having war. What Biden said.
Mm-hmm.
He said, what you think? I work for you, man. I don't work for you.
There you go. And that's a reality. A lot of these Biden supporters overlook. You know, at least with Trump, you had some type of, I guess, business mind, I guess, you know, because, I mean, you know, he wasn't perfect neither.
Mm-hmm.
Got to bring hard speed. You got to bring that up.
Oh,
but
yeah.
compared to this zombie we got.
Yeah.
He'll gas like the piss out you.
Mm.
And you know, it don't click on people's mindset because they're like, man, he's old and senile. Well, yeah, on our side, looking at reality, we know he's gone mentally. But on their side, they overlook that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just for the Never Trumpers.
Mm-hmm.
And you bring up one good thing Trump did, and they, oh, well, what about the insurrection? And I'm like, that wasn't no insurrection. That was a tour.
Right. That's right. Absolutely. So it says, among those on the chopping block, ministries of education, science and technology, culture, environment, social development, and more. Next up, Malia has planned enormous decreases in taxes and spending. Hell, maybe our country could learn from this guy, huh? So Malia was not the first Latin American populist to defy the powerful far-left cabal that dominates regional politics and win. In 2018, former military man and hardcore conservative Jair Bolsonaro cruised to victory in Brazil by promising to stop the Marxist takeover of his country. You know, Sarge, maybe a lot of this, even in our own country, you know, could we see Marxist activity being like kind of like, because if you think about it, if you compared us to China, it's kind of like almost like that, if you look at it in some sense. You know what I'm saying? I mean, they don't have football and all that stuff over there by that, you know, by them. You know, they don't have football and all of that. But they do, you know, a lot of these governments are, you know, it makes you wonder how many of them adopted this Marxist movement, you know, of into their government. Like, you know, are we like Biden saying that, you know, what you think, I work for you, man? I don't work for you. You know, that's like almost like Marxist. You know, it's just like, what kind of government do we have? You know? That's what they think. Well, they didn't got, huh? Go ahead.
That's what I say with that gaslighting, man.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I watch CNN, MSNBC, CNBC, you know, all these channels, bruh, it's a narrative. And you could pick up on it right quick because we're in that alternative world.
Yeah.
But, man, they'll spin it so much to where you're like, wow. Yeah. Like, man.
Yeah.
That's going on in y'all world? You know, like with the Tucker Carlson thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, CNN was actually like, he's not a journalist. He got fired from Fox, so that discredits him. And I'm like, wow. I'm like, wow.
The man finally grew a pair, you know, called him out on it. How you love that, CNN? That's what it was. See, he went on his own, you know, his own, how you say it, like a journalist, an action reporter, you know, that's what he was doing.
Don't think the CIA didn't know he was doing that.
Mm-hmm.
He had to get some clearance. I'm just being honest with you.
Yeah,
he had to get some clearance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and
yeah.
I just appreciate it for being, you know, unbiased, and you're just listening to what he tell you. Now, whether you believe it or not, that's is really up to you. All you got to do is just bring up the contrast on how Biden policies and his policies are. Speaking of Putin, and see, you could see the difference.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. And, you know, when I knew whenever, you know, if anybody, you know, I mean, they said he had over like so many, like over a million, I think, people that had, you know, tuned into that interview. And that's good, man, because you see myself and you saw it as well as I saw it, you know, not only was that true journalism, but the thing was, you could see how, which I knew that's how Putin actually felt. You know, I knew that's how he felt. you know, of the truism of the wrongfulness of, hell, we could just say the Nord Stream 2 pipeline, you know, the sabotagery of that. You know, that's a perfect example. We know he even said it, you know. He knew that the United States, or they had some allies that, and I heard it was Hungary as well as the United States, had dealings with that. Yeah, we had our very own Biden himself say, you know, that if you step across that border, that the Nord Stream 2 would be no longer. You know, we heard him say it.
Yeah. Yeah, him and was it Nuland, Victoria Nuland? Didn't she get on a podium? And she, you know, she was like, yes, if the Nord Stream 1 pipeline happened, you know, to be destroyed, it would put a damper in Russian economy. Mm. That was 2-3 weeks before it even happened.
Man, look at that. So I'm saying, man, just it's just you can't deny it. I mean, you could see that the man, you know, he's taking all of this on the chin of all of the wrongdoing, you know, of wanting to be on the right side of history. And yet our country vows to stand when we can't even have a military that will stand with its own people, when we're calling out the wrongfulness, you know, of our own government in our country. This is why you're having a sound off, if you will, of these protesters that are sounding off against their own country, you know?
Yeah, yeah. And back to the farmers, I saw that article where I think it was France. I'm going to use France for a good example. Those farm taxes they were raising up, that was one of the reasons why they revolted. So they brought them, some farmers doing that brought them to the table. And it reminded me of Kingdom of Heaven when the blacksmith was defending that castle in Jerusalem against Saladin. He told his people, he said, all we can do is just fight long enough to bring them to the table.
Hmm.
Remember, you remember that? That was one of the main things he said. So that reminds me of what the farmers did. They, you know, they dropped all that manure and stopped farming to bring that France president to the bargaining table.
Yeah, sure.
And now they got their commands. You know, no more new EU taxes, EU regulations, all of those subprime loans and all that. They got rid of a lot of stipulations. And to me, that's a success, because those people came together and that made their bond even more stronger, those farmers.
They started hearing the voice of the freaking people, man. Just like, you know, you gotta do whatever necessary to wake the freaking government up to the fact of, you know, the wrongdoing that they're doing upon society, you know, in whatever way that means necessary. You get people, boy, you start messing with the farmers, man, look, they speak back in a strong way. Well, I was looking at that video. And I saw the suckers blowing that freaking cow urine out of those tanks straight up on it. And then I was like, damn, boy, they getting real with it, huh?
They ain't playing no game.
No. And the boy backed up, I saw him after they were blowing, right, and on the same steps. They not only were blowing the cow urine out of those tanks, but they were backing up the freaking the dump trucks, and they were dumping that cow manure. I was like, damn. Oh, they ain't playing around, boy. I was like, man, look, I guarantee they heard them then. I was like, man, these jokers that got real. Look at people getting mad. They get mad, boy, out there. Look, keep playing around with these freaking people, man. And look at what was that country that went over there and people stormed their capital? That was the one, man. They just kept going in by the thousand. I was like, damn.
Yeah, I think that was in that South America?
What was
Central
that
America?
I don't remember.
It was one of them, man. They had a whole war going on.
Them jokers went into that capital, boy. Look,
yeah.
I was like, damn. See what I'm saying? The people get enough, man. They get enough with the overtaxation without representation, you know? And that's what happens. You get people that revolt. And you know what? You have a right to do so. Talking about insurrection.
It's in the Declaration of Independence.
Yeah. Because, I mean, you feel like you're not being represented. Your voice is not being heard, you know? So at some point, you gotta get enough of this bull crap, you know? But they say that Bolsonaro cruised to victory in Brazil by promising to stop the Marxist takeover of his country, expand personal freedom, and to return to the Christian values that have always underpinned Western civilization. Our Bolsonaro's enemies were able to steal the 2022 election and stage a replica of the January 6th, quote-unquote, attack to take down his supporters. Every honest analyst understands the movement Bolsonaro leads is not going anywhere. The year after Bolsonaro's victory in Brazil, conservative populist Nayib Buckley won a landslide victory in El Salvador. Right away, he got work cleaning up the corruption and crimes that has plagued his nation for generations. And analysts expect voters to reward him with another major victory in 2024 election, as work to continue the policies that have made him so popular. Even before any of those victories, populist Rodrigo Duterte won a crushing victory in the Philippines. Man, those people there in the Philippines, man, them people are poor, poor. It's like something, they need to get something going in the Philippines, man, because they sure don't, they don't treat their people right at all.
Uh-huh.
You know? As you and I helped that girl that time in the Philippines. I mean, man, that's sick, man. It's crazy. And people
yeah.
starving to death over there, you know, barely got any food, milk for their babies and all that stuff, man. I'm saying, you got these governments that live like fat rats while the people are freaking, you know, starving and they're suffering. You know, they hurt. So this guy won a victory in the Philippines on a non-traditional platform, from blasting the United Nations and globalism, taking on a trench political establishment involving devolving power through a federal system of government. The Duterte truly shook up the nation's politics while he was unable to run again in 2022 due to the new federal constitution that handed power to regional and local governments. The popular leader ended his terms with a shocking 81% approval rating. Europe is also seeing an unprecedented wave of populism. So yeah, we get this quote unquote populism movement that you're having. It's just like, you know, somehow, some way. I'm telling you, this stuff has got to come through. So you're seeing a wave of populism and conservative candidates dedicated to defeating globalism. You see, that's what it is. We got to get away from this junk, man. These countries have got to get control back over their countries. All this damn globalization and, you know, they wanting to come to that, you know, like we was talking about the CBDCs and all that. You know, these people, all they need to do is get their checks and balances right, and they wouldn't need no damn central bank, centralized bank and all that. You know, World Bank. You know, they don't need all that. They just freaking need to get the houses in order. That's all it is. So these candidates dedicated to defeating globalism, mass migration, social engineering, quote unquote, green schemes, and other policies peddled by elitists and big business and big government. At the European level, more and more parties that oppose even the EU's existence are being elected to the largely imported European, quote-unquote, parliament, signaling a growing dissatisfaction with the whole globalist project. But at the national level, the trends are even clearer when Hungary's anti-globalist Viktor Orban, merely the tip of the spear. Funny that we mentioned Hungary a while ago. Most recently, populist firebrand Geert Wilders of the Netherlands and his Party for Freedom delivered a crushing blow to the establishment. In the latest parliamentary elections, PVV won more seats than any other party by far, right after the Farmers' Party won a previous election for the upper house of parliament by vowing to stop the war on farmers. The victors, PVV, long on the fringes, ran on its traditional platform. I think that the PVV is that Party for Freedom. Victorious PVV, long on the fringes, ran on its traditional platform of stopping mass migration, resisting Islamization, giving voters a choice on getting out of the EU. That's what they need to do. They need to break the EU up, man, and all that crap. And defending Christian values. Voters decided they like what they heard as this is being written. Wilders is on the verge of becoming the next prime minister, something the establishment regarded as unthinkable just a few years ago. And polls show he is even more popular now than when he won the election just a few months ago. A similar landslide for anti-establishment for populist forces occurred in Switzerland's October election. The Swiss People's Party, which supports guns and reversing mass migration while preserving individual liberty and Switzerland's independence from globalist institutions. You see how you're getting these different countries are wanting to move away from this globalism. I'm noticing that by reading this. You know, a lot more people they're wanting to break away from this globalism. Because maybe they're starting these governments of these heads of states. You know, they're seeing that this globalism crap is not working. You know, it's just disrupting their system of things, you know. Because then, you know what happens? They get to seeing the handwriting on the wall and they see that, by going global, what happens is they not only have they move away from being independent of, because they have traditions. You see what I'm saying, Sarge?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they got traditions and, you know, their nationalities and stuff like that, you know, of these countries, of these people have their own, you know, their own heritages and stuff like that. Now, what do you do if you go global? You're moving away from your old time heritages, you know, that you was always dependent on, you know, from all your ancestry and all of that, you know, and now you're going to go move to an EU way or a global way that has no kind of, you know, knowledge of the way that, you know, your country was brought up. You know, now you're turning it over to some global freaking centralized freaking place that has no inputs in knowing where your heritage come from. You know, they don't know what the hell your country, you know, through your heritage, you know, where your people, like, and when you go global, it turns it all over to them.
Well, we're getting a 101 in that right now with this Biden regime. You know, he's totally a war tyrant.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, they gaslight you on the news.
Mm.
He dropping bombs left and right. Pointing it, I mean, you can go to Ukraine, you can go to Israel, Gaza. They dropping bombs left and right.
Oh.
And he'll get on the podium and, you know, can't say a word, can't finish a sentence.
Mm.
But the team around him, that's what's operating it. You know, Putin told you.
Yeah, he did. He said the CIA. You know, they come in whenever he wanted to join NATO at that time. You know, under Clinton administration, they told him, yeah, they would let him in. And then the CIA took it down. Said, no, he couldn't come in. You know, so he said, there you go.
Right. So who the CIA side, who they siding with? They don't give a damn about you and how you struggling and living check to check. They don't give a damn.
Mm-mm. Yeah, you kind of got to wonder, who are these people, the CIA? Who are mm-hmm. they? Are they a private organization? You know? You got to wonder about these damn people. And they're sitting there trying to surveil you. When, you know what, they need to be surveilled. You
all
know?
Right.
Huh. CIA. And these freaking people need to go to hell, man. Because you know what? Their fate is coming to them too. I don't know if they know it or not, but they need to wake up to it because their fate's coming to them as well. So, you know, they sit here and try to think that they need to be surveilling natural born citizens of their countries and their states or whatever, even here in the United States, acting like they need to surveil us. We were born into this land, you know? So these people got their freaking game screwed up, need to go surveil somebody else.
Yeah, I'm not
out our lives. Huh?
I'm not interfering with worldwide governments and a coup d'etat, a color revolution. I'm not on that level.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what Putin said.
Who is? Yeah, who is? The CIA, every nick and cranny across this globe.
Mm-hmm.
Every country, they playing that sabotage game. And you wonder why they hate the West so much. You wonder why.
Hmm. And then go ahead.
The United States, one of the most propagandized mm-hmm. nations on this planet. You don't know what news to believe if you don't do your proper research. You know, get it in context and contrast.
That's right.
That's why it's working so to the teeth.
Hmm. Yep, Putin called him out, man. He told him. He said, you know, it's your CIA, you know, that's it's actually the involvement and the great hand in the dealings of everything that goes on. It seems like that they're corrupt. It seems like that office is corrupt. You know, go back to the Kennedy's time.
Ooh.
You know, JFK. I heard that CIA had a big hand in that.
Hell yeah. Daddy Bush, Lyndon Johnson.
Hmm.
And they wonder why the head of the CIA is called the director. Yeah, because he directing.
Yeah. It's freaking sick, man. These people thinking because they just take people out, man. I'm telling you, their faith is coming to them. I don't know where they think they're going to go when they're 90, 80, 90 years old. You know, they think that, you know, because they was in the CIA. No, pal, your death is coming to you too. It's coming for you, but it's not going to be pretty. You know, when you leave this freaking planet, it's over. Then you know what? You're going to meet the real maker. You know, you think that you freaking just keep taking people out. No, you can't keep doing that, man. Better fall on your freaking knees, just like that king in Braveheart. You know, when he was wanting William Wallace to, you know, to give in to him. And William Wallace hollered, freedom. And that king was sitting on his deathbed. He couldn't even speak anymore.
Yeah, and Longshanks was cold-blooded.
It didn't matter, huh? When he was on his deathbed, Longshanks was going down with a freaking gargling and spitting and sputtering like a damn worn-out, out-of-time freaking vehicle. That motherfucker couldn't talk a whim. all he heard was those beautiful words, freedom.
Uh-huh.
And that Joker went and spitting and sputtering, just, you know, he just, man, look, death was coming to him, man. That's it. His life was over. He was done. You know, no matter, you know, you can sit here and try to hurt people around the globe if you want, but you know what? Your death is coming to you too. You know, and it'll be your debt, you know. He said, fear not the man that can take your life one time, but the one that can take your life twice. You see, and that this guy, you know, Tucker Carlson was interviewing, and he was talking about Robert Kennedy, a speech. He was one of Robert Kennedy's speeches. And he says, he at his speech, he said he caught like something that Robert Kennedy said. You know, and Robert Kennedy said something about it's not this life, but the life when you leave here is the one that you should fear. You know, and it got his attention. You see, hey, pal. Oh, there's a music song. Are you listening to the Cognitive Reality Show? Come on back and have a listen. Sergeant Miller, Two Feathers. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Of Truth Jihad Radio. Federal prosecutors, Department of Homeland Security agents, and curious passersby often ask me, just what is this Truth Jihad thing anyway? Well, everybody knows what truth is, but jihad is a misunderstood term. Jihad means effort or struggle. The greater jihad is the struggle to be a better person, while the lesser jihad is the struggle to defend the community. Prophet Muhammad, peace upon him, did say that the best jihad is a word of truth flung in the face of a tyrant. And that's what we do here at Truth Jihad Radio. Every Friday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, 5 to 7 Pacific, right here on Revolution Radio.
The original machine had a base plate of prefamulated amulite surmounted by a malleable logarithmic casing in such a way that the two spurving bearings were in a direct line with a panometric fan. The lineup consisted simply of six hydrocopic Marzal vanes, so fitted to the ambifacient lunar wane shaft that side fumbling was effectively prevented. The main winding was of the normal lotus-o-deltoid type placed in panendermic semi-boloid slots of the stator, every seventh conductor being connected by a non-reversible tremie pipe to the differential girdle spring on the up end of the gram meters.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio, taking the confusion out of transmutated lunar girdle springs for 4 years and running. Revolution Radio, the number one listener-supported alternative media radio on the planet.
Hey, everyone. It's Barbara Jean Lindsay, the Cosmic Oracle. If you have questions about your past lives or future plans, need answers from the cosmos about your love life or career, or just want to keep your finger on the pulse of the planet, check out my show, The Cosmic Oracle, here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the Internet. Please help support this station so this battle can continue forward. Revolution Radio!
Welcome back, everybody. You listen to Cognitive Reality Show with Sergeant Miller and Two Fellas in the house. We're on the number one listener supporter station, 13 years and running. Oh, man, it's all good. We're just glad that everybody here. I'd like to give a shout out first and foremost to our management team that helps keep these servers going, and as well as all the hosts and you, the listener, because we are 100%. Listeners supported, you all make it possible that we can keep going. But all of us together, pulling together and bringing this this free speech that they always try to attack us on, you know. But we say, hell no. We're just going to keep going on because all of us together, we're finally just standing up and saying we had enough, we had enough. You know, we get sick of it. We get sick of the way that these people – you know, that they come up and they try to, you know, they try to come against us, and we just get enough. And now why you having these populist movements, you know, that people are just saying, no, it just no way. We just get sick and tired of it. And we have to come and speak out, you know. And if they don't like it, that's too damn bad. Because we're just that kind of people, you know. We have to, even though they try to come against us because they try to attack our free speech more and more all the time. That they would love to attack us in our free speech, but we're one station that this gentleman, Mr. Nighthawk, Mike Ringley, he started this whole thing, and he's passed on and went to the other side. But we let you know that there's many ways of help supporting the station. That if you'd like to become a patron on our website, you can find out how to do so. Give every month one-time donation. If you are a business owner and you'd like to have a banner right here on Revolution Radio, $25 a month. Just a mere $25 a month. You can find yourself with a banner right here on Revolution Radio. We have an archives that's free. You can go in and check out all kind of hosts that's been on there, as well as Sergeant Miller and myself. And, hey, you never know who you might, there's people on there that's passed on and went to the other side. So, and we also have a Matrix chat. You can get signed up and get on that Matrix chat and go in there and speak with people. They even have some of our hosts that's in there, too. So if you like to do that, it's all good. Head on over to our website, www.revolution.radio, freedomslips.net, freedomslips.org. Also, we let you know that they have a snail mail. If you'd like to give to Miss Terry Ackerman, a.k.a. Lady Horse, you know, she has her address in there as well. And just send her a check or money order and put a smiley face on a pretty little card or something. And tell her thanks for giving us a way to be able to come support of this station. So it's all good. We're just glad that you're here and you come have a listen every week. Sergeant Miller and I, we're glad you're in the house. Sarge, you told me it was like 40-something degrees out there, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, go out there with some shorts on and some slippers. We'll see.
Yeah. Hey, look, I don't need to be sick more than what I am, that's for sure. Goodness gracious, man. Trying to get better, you know? Overnight, too. I mean, just one day, you know? I was trying to see. I had this gentleman. I saw something a while back. They had this thing where this thing with Trump, it's even made up to the Supreme Court, I think. And they tried to versus it, him against versus something. I forgot the person's name. But, they try to make these cases. Well, it's like, you know, like you against the state, like Miller versus the state, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
They try to make these different cases where this guy, Michael Mann versus Mark Stern, Stein, the criminalization of free speech in America. Talking about attacking free speech, boy, I tell you, at every turn, I think that, when they was talking about, misinformation, disinformation, how they were trying to amplify that. This guy, this climate, quote unquote, scientist, Michael Mann, inventor of the discredited, quote unquote, hockey stick, just won $1 million judgment from popular conservative commentator Mark Stein in a U.S. court, effectively criminalizing free speech. So I guess this guy, Michael Mann, he won a court case. So this guy Stein or whatever, I call him Stein, he was criminalizing free speech. So Mann sued the late Dr. Tim Ball in Canada over authoritative criticism of the hockey stick. Ball cleaned Mann's clock in the Canada Supreme Court. So Michael Mann is a discredited climate scientist who fabricated in a famous hockey stick, bottled global warming. His answer to critics like Dr. Tim Ball is to sue them. Now he wants all dissenters forcibly censored and removed from the public discussion. This is how the science is settled, quote unquote. By persuading those science ideologies, climate alarmists like Mann cannot stand up to the traditional rigor of scientific debate. So their only defense is to simply shut critics out of the discussion. This is why Mann repeatedly attacked Dr. Tim Ball, an eminent climate scientist in Canada. Mann lost his defamation lawsuit against Ball in the BC, British Columbia, of course, Supreme Court in 2019. That's right. This was already decided in the BC Supreme Court in 2019. Mann also held in contempt of court for refusing to surrender his data, proving his hockey stick theory. Why would he withhold data? Because it is fraudulent, as Dr. Tim Ball said along in 2017, Principia Scientific wrote about Mann. I think one night we were speaking about this this open discord. You ever heard of the Westminster Declaration, the central pillar of a free society? Westminster. I don't know why that sounds so familiar. Minister. Decoration. They got, we write as journalists, artists, authors, activists, technologists, and academics to warn of increasing international censorship that threatens to erode centuries-old democratic norms. Coming from the left, right, and center, we are united by our commitment to universal human rights and freedom of speech. And we are all deeply concerned about attempts to label protected speech as misinformation, disinformation, and other ill-defined terms. This abuse of these terms has resulted in the censorship of ordinary people. As we note that they, every time we turn around, Sergeant, it seems like they're trying to shut us down.
Yeah.
You know? You notice that?
Yeah, of course, especially when you use their own theories against them.
Yes.
They can't handle it.
They can't handle it. And the first thing, they, just like I had posted on my Facebook the other day, you know, about they tried to call it fake news. It was fake picture that I had a little girl sitting on a mattress of what was happening over there in Gaza. She was like, had her hands over her face and holding her little brother in her lap, you know. And the girl was sitting on the freaking ground, dude, on a mattress. And they called it fake. Facebook had the nerve to call it. I said, fake my ass. You know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, how the hell can they not want to stand with people that are calling this junk out? You know, because we know the kind of people they are. You know?
Yeah, they were throwing bombs, not only long bombs in the Super Bowl, but they were throwing bombs in Israel, too. Same time.
There you go. You see? And he's sitting there. That's why we have to stand, man. We have to stand against these people because, you know what? They're not going to don't think that they're going to settle for just any moment. You know, no matter what, we have to stand, man. And we have to take a stand. This is it, you know? Whether these people, however they want to come with their bull crap, you know? And, yeah, we're just ordinary people, journalists. Just like you were saying the other day, we're considered as journalists, you know?
Yeah, you're a pure definition of a journalist. We may not have a degree in journalism, mm-hmm. but we ask the question who, what, when, where, and why, and how.
Yeah.
And if you try to get both sides of the stories or all sides of the stories, and you let the reader make up their mind on what they accept or don't accept.
Yeah.
We just bring the story to the table and let you see both sides.
Yes. That's right, son. That's correct. Absolutely. Well, I'd like to welcome one of our longtime hosts here at the show. That I wasn't sure if he was going to be able to join us or not, but I think he might have put on an extra pot of coffee and decided to come on in with some good free speech. Welcome, why not? Everybody, welcome, why not, to the table.
Is that what it's called, free speech still?
Huh, son? We call it free speech, huh?
Well, I mean, yeah. That's the overall terminology brought up, you know, talking.
Well, yeah, you said something about it's not really like we're allowed to speak anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So how free is that? You got to pay to be able to talk, right? It's not so free.
Well, Klaus Schwab doesn't like that. You know, he doesn't like people who like Trump. He said Trump is he's putting a damper on what they're trying to accomplish. You know? You know, just putting it out there like that. And you could say that people like us, that the World Economic Forum, they don't like people like us. You know, being able to come out and be in active journalism. You know, like Tucker Carlson.
Yeah, James O'Keefe. Yeah. That OMG, what's that, O'Keefe Media Group? James O'Keefe, man, he be getting down and dirty. Because he got all that spy equipment. You know, he got the glasses with the video cameras. He got the pin with the video camera. And James O'Keefe, top notch. I would like to see him start doing interviews.
James O'Keefe, he sounds familiar.
Yeah, he's been doing undercover work. Remember, he had that FISA, one of those FISA promoters,
mm-hmm.
And it was at a coffee shop, and the guy was bragging about how they control the narrative. And he was going in, and he was going off in that car. Once he found out he was being recorded and all that, oh, that sucker went batshit crazy.
Hmm. So he was doing some real journalism, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, so they want to censor ordinary people, journalists, and descendants in countries all over the world. Such interference with the right. Wait, go ahead. Why not? Go ahead.
I was just going to say that thing with Putin is like, you know, that's like a new way to look at things. We should be interviewing all these uppity ups just so that we see both sides of the picture.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And yeah. Putin actually, you know, like when you think about it, he said that you know, like the guy that's got all the power, nobody can speak against, you know? So it's like Putin always has to carry the line and do the right thing and stuff, and America's getting away with murder all the time. So it's like, you know, Putin's probably telling the truth. He tried to participate. He tried to play ball with them, but they wanted an enemy. That's what it sounded like.
Yes.
But he kept saying, all I ask is that we go and negotiate.
Yes, so he doesn't have to build weapons that are outdoing our weapons. And it's like, you know, now we're at a point where, you know, it's all about sacrifice. It doesn't matter what kind of weapons we build anymore. We can kill everyone, you know.
Yeah.
So, but what he did was he reached out and said, all we got to do is help each other, you know, like instead of blowing up, you know, my pipeline, you know.
You know, one thing that really set it off too is that Tucker had asked him a question, and he come back with the answer, and he said, "Well, what would you do if somebody came against your family?" You know, and he was referring to his country. He said, "You know, what would you do?" He said, "You protect your family." He said, "And that's what I'm doing. I'm protecting my country, my people, my mother."
They knew what they were going to get when they kind of, you know, antagonized them all the time.
Yeah,
you know, like, so we needed an enemy. That's the whole game.
Yeah.
If we didn't have an enemy, we can't build weapons. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, it makes sense.
We're wasting all of our time and energy and talking about it on things that we could be doing better things. And nobody has to fight anyway. We just never thought that we could get along or something.
Yeah.
And the other thing he said was, why would he want to take more land? He's got enough people to deal with.
Yeah.
That's what he is. All right. There you go. And he also really told you who Tucker was.
He told you
Tucker is affiliated with the CIA.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you listen to it, he said, wasn't your dad CIA? Didn't you apply to be part of the CIA?
So then you gotta wonder what's going on, you know? Like, I don't know how to look at it. I keep thinking that they're all playing together. Like, we're the ones that have to put up with these leaders or bleeders.
Bleeders.
And then they shoot up a church today, right? Or yesterday, right? Sunday.
Yeah, in Houston. That was
biggest
Joe
church. Not the biggest church in the world or something.
What?
Yep, Lakewood. Yeah, they had a woman walked in with a trench coat.
Uh-huh.
And a little four-year-old ended up getting shot. Yeah, I saw that.
Oh, crap. Who did that kind of business? But
what really happened, you know? Like, maybe she was in on a plot with the Olstein to steal the cash because it was collection time or something, you know? Maybe she really lived through it. And, you know, how do we know if the shooter gets shot what the story is?
Uh-huh.
You know? Or who did it, you know? Because they could have done anything, you know? It's church, so... You kind of wonder, you know, what are you going to get out of that? You're going to get, like, you know, like metal detectors at the door and more security, you know, lock the church all the time. And
y'all read about
I don't
ATMs
know what to think. They got what? ATMs at the church?
Yeah.
That's better than Hollywood, right?
They went in and probably took the offering plates, huh?
Yeah, and then that plumber.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Then the plumber that was redoing the bathroom, didn't he find a certain amount of, large amount of cash and buried in the wall of the bathroom when he went through a renovation?
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's interesting. Was that like a little bit of back or something, or is that now too?
Yeah, that was a while back.
So there could be scandals going on and stuff. Because when you look at it, what is it, 40,000 people or something? Like, they probably have an armored truck that pulls up at a certain time during Sundays.
Yeah, that church is humongous, man. It used to be the
stadium.
Houston Rockets, the Summit, where the Rockets would play at.
So what does that make you think when they've got, you know, all those people heading to heaven or something, you know? What do you think about that? How much money they make?
True.
But I just think it's funny topics, you know? Like, it's like, what do we pay attention to? And I think you said something about who's in charge, you know? Like, they're telling us what we've got to put up with, and they really work for us. That's it. Like, who took over America?
Yeah, who took over America, huh?
That's what it feels like, right?
Technocrats, a lot of these WEF freaking globalist people, huh?
Yeah. And who the heck are they? When you think about it, they just wrote a story and wrote themselves in at the top. You know, like, that's real what we're putting up with.
Well, and the thing is, you know, it's amazing how they constantly, I think they were trying to come against, you know, Elon Musk and X at some point, you know, with because of the free speech speaking on his platform. Then, you know, at every turn they try to, and now we find out that, you see, that's why they didn't want Trump, you know, in there doing what he was doing, because he's a nationalist. He don't go along with globalism. You know, now he's saying that these people that he's not going to stop Putin if they try to come at him, come at their countries or whatever from not making their payments or whatever. You know, you see all this, he's an interference in what they're trying to accomplish. That's why Klaus Schwab disliked Donald Trump, you know, because he's a nationalist. And now we're finding all these other countries that are wanting to become nationalists too. And they're having this populist movement across these countries that Sergeant Miller and I was just reading. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, isn't the agenda always keep the price of gas high? And Putin also mentioned that about, you know, it would be cheaper if you just stopped fighting with me. You know?
Yeah. Like, yeah. It would be cheaper.
So even the agenda in Israel and stuff is like to keep the price of gas high. It's like they want to stay in control of, you know, the resources on the planet. And isn't that supposed to be our resources? Isn't that how it really works?
Yeah. The oil exploration here in the United States, people are supposed to be getting royalties off of that. You know,
yeah, even all over the world, they should be the resources of the people in that area, not some big company that took over the world.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah,
holds us all hostage.
Biden got in the first day, dropped that Keystone XL pipeline. Now,
yeah.
2-3 months ago, those Alaskans that was receiving residuals,
yep.
That went down. That money
yeah,
every
that's
month.
Cruel.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cruel. And then they just shut down the gas lines on Texas because they were pissy with Texas, you know, having a problem with the migrants.
They go to sanctions. There you go.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what Putin was saying about sanctions. He said, that's what America's good for. Sanctions, sanctions, sanctions
exactly.
Against everybody. He was saying.
Yes, that's actually,
huh?
It's actually a bad thing, you know, like your countries aren't allowed to sanction each other.
Yeah, and he said America's famous for it. They sanction, they cause pressure,
mm-hmm.
War. That's what America.
Well, it's force.
For.
It's
yeah.
Force, right?
Right.
So they want everybody to bow down to them, and it's like,
you
know, nobody wants to live. Nobody wants to live like that's not living anymore, right?
That's right.
We know.
That's right.
We know it's not right.
Well,
and it's all about selfish. They're selfish as shit.
Well, we go to we go back to that globalism thing. You see, what was that? Was that Putin that said that? Like, in other words, their whole mentality. Where I heard that, Sarge? I had mentioned that the other day. Their whole goal was to take over the whole world. That's cool. Their goal. Their goal is just to take over. How the hell are they going to want to take over the whole world? They want to run the whole globe. That's their goal. That's why they keep on, just like you said, they need an enemy, you know, to that
yes.
Point.
Yes, and that's how they used to pay for everything. Yeah.
Well, see, you think of it and amplify what I'm saying. In other words, in relevance to what you were saying, but that's what they want. You know, they want to take over. That's how they do it. They keep enemies and keep going to war. And then you take and amplify what I'm saying, that they want to take over the whole world. They want to run the whole world. Oh, and it was being said that in a way, they won't stop until they run in the whole world into a system in a way that they see that's fit for the way they think that the world should run. Now, who the hell are these people, you know, and all the heritages of these different countries like Russia, China, you know, how America's going to say we're going to come in and take over your country? That's a sabotagery, just like they've done our country, you know?
Yeah.
They're going to go and sabotage China, Russia, Lithuania, all these other countries.
They're crazy, man. Think about it. They blew up the pipeline and cost everybody in the world. You know, it costs everybody. You know, like, why should we have to pay the extra over somebody's crazy ideas?
Yes.
You know, like Putin said, you'd have to be able to do that. It's at the bottom of the ocean.
God.
So who could have done it? Who would want to? Who would want to raise the price of oil all the time?
Yeah, just like this man was sitting there in a normal operation of, sending these energies to these westernized countries all these years. You know, we never heard any of this, you know, dealings with Russia and all this stuff. We never heard all this crap in the past. You know, this man was have normal operations to these westernized countries, are pumping that LNG over there. Huh? Go ahead.
What if we were at a point where we were ready to have robots to work for us, and we'd have all this extra time, and then we've always had enough gas if we figured it out, you know, that we would have the time to go anywhere and do anything we want. But they don't want it to be like that. They can't really feed us off us being happy. They feed off of all our, you know, pain and misery. Suffering and stuff. Yeah.
A misery.
Anyway, yeah, you gotta live in hell instead of living a life, you know.
Yeah. Freaking sick,
you,
man.
You will be under our power. Be happy with bugs.
And you know, you got people sitting there criminalizing. Yeah, they sitting there criminalizing Putin, and this man sitting there telling you, you know, sitting there trying to handle this as normal as possible. But yet in the same token, you know, he's sitting there trying to show you that he's trying to run his government and, you know, everything that goes on in his country. You know,
well, you did notice he had a lot of experience compared to, you know, what we have here.
Yeah.
You know, these people are not really leaders. They're just followers, you know, like follow the leader type, you know, system here.
Yeah, they're appointed.
Yeah, I don't think we elect anybody. I don't think we ever did.
Yeah, it's probably true.
Probably, yeah, it makes more sense.
Yeah, these figureheads, they probably appoint them into office.
It's too much money, you know, like when you look at what they control, mm-hmm. you know. Like, who could handle it without it, you know, getting to you?
Such interference with the right to free speech suppresses valid discussion about matters of urgent public interest, undermines the foundational principles of representative democracy.
Across well, yeah, the globe, because we okay. might represent ourselves.
Yeah. But that's what we're supposed to have, like, just like Putin, you know, he has a democratic republic, you know? Government, and just like we're supposed to have here, you know, the voice of the people, populist.
The only way. It's the only way.
It's the only way. I mean, and you can't be trying to shut down free speech. So I'm telling you, this is what people don't realize, that you got to have, like, just like in these colleges, they have these little areas that you go to, and it's called a free speech area. You know, that you find a lot of people circle around that area because they want to be heard. People's voices want to be heard, you know?
Yeah, they used to be able to talk anywhere.
Well, yeah, just like you always say that, you know, we just want to be heard. Everyone wants to be heard. It should be all about voice.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, we should sit at the table, too.
That's right.
You know?
We should have a chair at the table.
Yeah,
because a lot of our
they should answer all our questions, right?
Yeah,
they.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, somebody's got to check their asses. And what they say, they still haven't been able to audit the Fed. It's like, that's so much bullshit.
Oh my goodness, are you serious?
Yeah.
Yeah, because they're gonna find a lot of funneling money. That's why.
And Mexico said that you know, they're finding our weapons from Ukraine on the Mexican border. With the cartel and stuff, and it's kind of unfair to Mexico because it's kind of hard on their military if they got better weapons.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's crazy stuff.
So what? It'd be harder for the military? What, for the United States military to fight against them?
Well, because we're supplying weapons to the cartel that are, like, you know, military weapons. They have enough force to take over the government, you know, the cartel. You know, so it's not easy for Mexico with that kind of, you know, help there.
Well, what kind of government did they have any damn way? It seemed like that's all they had there was cartel.
That's because we supply the cartel with, like, money and everything. I remember they gave $150 million to somewhere down there to help them with the beast train movement.
Yeah, they drug running and all that stuff. You know?
Yeah, that's the game. Isn't the CIA the drug runner? I mean, are we allowed to say that yet?
Oh, no, we need to shut your free speech down. They call it misinformation, disinformation.
Well, you just know? Tell the truth, you know? Yeah. You don't have to hide from us.
Yeah, see? That's what I'm saying. They don't want us to surveil them. You see? But that's too damn bad. Yeah.
Well, if they watch us, we should have a camera on every one of them.
That's right.
Not enough cameras.
You're freaking right. And he's sitting there trying to surveil us. Go ahead.
And then they'd be honest, right? Because they'd have to do everything on camera.
But they should be anyway. They should be, you know what I'm saying? They should be
shouldn't
doing
have to watch them like they want to watch us, like there's something wrong with us.
But man, if people only knew how much money these people funnel through the government heads of our country.
Yes.
You know? Hell, yeah. look at the XR, what was that that one with what's his name over there, through Ukraine, come back and fund the Democratic Party. Huh? When it was when they sent that money over there in the way of crypto.
Ukraine?
You know? No, United States. United States sent it, yeah. And that boy that they took and threw under the bus. You know what I'm talking about?
The guy that they killed in the prison in Ukraine was trying to escape.
Oh, not Gonzo Lira.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, not him.
You're talking about Bankman Fraud.
Yeah, there you go, Bankman Fraud.
XRP.
Best name ever.
Yeah. He banked through fraud, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, Sam Bankman Fraud.
Where do those names come from?
Yeah.
So you don't think they name themselves that shit, right?
I know, man. It's just like, how the hell? I said, yeah, and I came up with my own name, Sam Bank Through Fraud.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, it's perfect.
And XRP, yep, back to
isn't he getting off or whatever? He's out on bail and stuff. And
yeah, he was on house arrest.
Yeah. These people don't go to jail. They go to, the nightclub or something?
Well, just like Biden with his files, they found in his thing showing he had an actual what do they call it? Had that file, that one file that was a classified document. Yeah,
I thought he had lots of them.
Oh, he could have had, but they showed one that was really classified, and I was like, oh. And then they found him not guilty of any kind of wrongdoing. I'm like, yeah, that's about right. But boy, let's get that Trump, huh?
So didn't they say he was too feeble to be put on trial or something?
Yeah, because he was saying, "Oh, I couldn't think then."
You can't remember.
Yeah, I can't remember taking the file or whatever. Damn, really?
They still use the guy, and he can't even remember what they're using.
Trump should have told him that. He should have pulled that card up in court. Oh, I don't remember saying that, you know, of my old age. Must have been my old age got to me saying, let's go down to the Capitol peacefully and have our voices heard. He said, man, whatever they called it, I don't know how they called it an insurrection. You know, it's so stupid, man, all that. But boy, let freaking Biden go in there and take some damn classified documents and let's buy him a new surfboard.
Well, isn't that just who's in power? Like, as soon as we change power, we'll all change to another direction. You know, they'll let them all out of jail. Some of those people killed themselves in jail already.
Well, they wanted to nail Trump up, though, just and he was in power. They still found him guilty.
They're still trying to claim that it was
true. Trying to find trying to pin that crap on him. I mean, it's just like ridiculous, man, all this. And then Biden could have all of these classified documents and Oh, that was right beside my vet, man. I must have forgot. I got so hyped on wanting to go cruise, my hair in the wind. You
don't hear that over in Russia, right?
No. No. None of that bull crap, man.
Yeah, stuff like the ballet.
Oh, man. But it says across the globe, government actors, social media companies, universities, and NGOs are increasingly working to monitor citizens and rob them of their voices. So through all of these social media companies, you know, which we all have on our phone, even the university, we were speaking of the universities, huh? And now the non-governmental offices are working to monitor their citizens and rob them of their voices. Huh?
You will be shot.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Commercial.
Government actors, huh?
Yeah. Stay in your house or you will be shot.
Yeah. What kind of ball crap is that?
Well, it's not what we were taught, you know. Like, that's not freedom.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But they say these large-scale coordinated efforts are sometimes referred to as censorship industrial complex. Yeah, because that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to censor our free speech in every turn.
Well, it's so easy now.
Yeah. Well, you got Yuval Harari saying we all hackable now, huh?
But why should we feel like that's freedom or something, you know, in their dominion or whatever it is, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, why would we think that's living if you can't think for yourself? Somebody's watching you all the time.
Yeah,
I think it's like they want to know when to run from us, you know, when we get mad at them.
Yeah, because people like Sarge and I were speaking about that, you know, that they get tired. People get tired of that bullcrap, man, trying to censor people, suppress people.
I heard
not,
that.
You know? Yeah.
You said almost everybody in the world is up against the system now.
Yeah. People they hear in Revolution Radio. Maybe we're getting out.
I know they are. I know they are.
You know? And it's like going into the way that they get the knowledge of English, and they hearing what we're saying, and they realize that, hey, wait a minute, you know, people are speaking just like we feel, you know.
So yeah, I think it's going everywhere. It's like you can tell that the world is ready for something that, you know, they decide.
Yes.
What, you know.
Well, like you say all the time, you know, they're ready for something new.
Yeah, exactly. It's our turn.
Yeah.
Shut their game box. Let's try something different.
Yeah, we back up. Hey, the farmers did it. The farmers
no more monopoly money, right?
Hey, the freaking farmers did it. They backed up the dump trucks with that cow manure and dumped it on the steps along with freaking cow urine. They were pumping that stuff out like it was rain and sunshine. I was like, damn, boy. I said, they're going to get their attention now. It's going to stink like to the high heavens. Man, look, these people had enough, man. It didn't matter if it was a fence right there, man, the gated or whatever. There was bars and all. And they were pumping that junk over the fence.
Well, you know what you think. You figure out that the dark side really doesn't have any knowledge against us anymore. Mm-hmm. Like, we're at a level that we can outthink them. That's why they're afraid of us.
Yeah, because like I had brought up last week, that, you know, they don't realize that we are the Achilles tendon to the New World Order, you see? And because we all stand together, just like you got these countries we just mentioned that are, you know, rebelling. You know, they revolted. Yeah. You know, they sick.
And Sergeant taught me about the black and white doesn't matter, you know, so there's really no differences. It's just what they tried to teach us to go against each other.
That's right. Because, mm-hmm. you see, and I had figured that out years ago. I said, wait a minute. Mm-hmm. You know, they're sitting here doing this, trying to get our races to combat, mm-hmm. against one another. I said, why are they doing this? And that was the reason why.
It's not even real, because when you call yourself black or white, it's mm-hmm. just a status, you know. It's not real. It's like not knowing who you are, and then you can't claim your heritage. So that was the whole game, was to, you know, find everything by stealing everything from everyone. Mm-hmm. You know, like they're the founding fathers because they stole everybody's heritage. That's what the birth certificate is.
Well, Mama Feathers over here said that there's only one race, and that's the human race.
Yeah.
You know?
So when we realize that, we would be helping each other. And you can't go against your neighbor because you never know what you might need.
Yes. You know? Exactly. Or they might
need. So it's funny stuff. Yeah, mm-hmm. exactly.
And you can't be wanting to blow up your neighbor.
Yeah. Who thinks their neighbor is going to steal everything anyway? It's like who wants to control America? It's a big place. Even the people here that are trying to take over the world, they can't control it. Nobody can.
Oh, that's like I was saying earlier. How in the world are you going to get America, these globalists? Let's call them the globalists, because we know America's tied in with it. How these globalists think that they could just want to control the whole world? And you know, you got these people from all of these different countries that have had their own heritages, you know, of all their lives in a natural homeland. And you know, how you gonna sit and say somebody from Europe or something gonna go into, you know, some other portions of the country or Taiwan or something like that and say, well, we're just gonna take over your country, or China, anywhere, Japan, you know, and say that, you know, because we're a globalist, that we know, you know, so they know the Japanese people, but they can't say that we're going to incorporate ourselves into your country, you know, and not have the respects of these, you know, these governmental leaders of their country. You know, and not have no respect for them and say, because we're a globalist, we're coming to take over your country because we want to rule the world. You know, I mean, you have to like slap somebody for that, you know, to think that they can do something like that.
At that point, everything becomes clear, you know, like, you know that you're under somebody's thumb, you know, you're not really living. And you're in debt up to your ears because that's the way they set you up. So you start to think, well, maybe we could set this up where we're not in debt all the time. And, you know, everybody, you know, has it easier. I mean, it's really just the way you set it up. You know, like the money doesn't really count. It's how everybody has it, fair or not. Like, what if there was more than enough resources, but they just play the game with us? They won't tell us how much there is. So you know there's enough.
Yeah.
Like they control it all the time to keep the price where they want it. So what if we had 10 times what we need, but they won't let us know that? It's a game with our heads to say we're always needy. Keep it scarce. Yeah.
You know, one thing, too, that we have to look out in this freedom of speech thing, too, that they start wanting to criminalize, you know, free speech. You know, that's a big freaking deal right there. As it was saying in here, authorities in India and Turkey, 2, 1 and 2, have seized the power to remove political content from social media. The legislature in Germany and the Supreme Court in Brazil are criminalizing political speech. In other countries, measures such as Ireland's Hate Speech Bill 5, Scotland's Hate Crime Act 6, the UK's Online Safety Bill 7. You see, you never know how these suckers are going to come in with trying to, you know, criminalize you because you're speaking out. You see, this is a way that, you know, when they come to do this type of activities up on us in our free speech, you know, they need to recheck themselves, you know, because it's not us that are the criminal, because we speak out against the suppression, oppression of our governments, you know, because, you know, we come against them for what they're doing to us, you know, because when enough's enough, you know, you're going to get people that are going to, they're just going to get enough, you know?
Well, wouldn't you say we watched them steal enough? And now we should have regulations on it, you know? Like, well, why would we put you in there to steal everything that they can?
Well, just like such as this, you know, like they would call it a hate speech or a hate crime act, or, you know, look at UK calling it an online safety bill. You know, they put it in a way, see how they make it like sound like a safe. Like, in other words, just...
Yeah, somebody's going to get hurt, yeah.
Yeah, like that. Like, you
well,
know,
like, there's people, like, now on Facebook that are going to jail or like, going to court and getting sued over, you know, saying something about somebody else, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you know, when you get to that point where you're not even allowed to talk and it's all on record so that you can be used against you or something, you know? Nobody wants to answer any questions anymore.
Freaking crazy, man.
Yeah, somehow we got to have a better way to treat each other, like find less fault with each other or something. You know, instead of using everything against each other.
Yeah, because it shouldn't be, you know, considered hate, because if we're just speaking about something that, and who's to say that because of these people are globalists or, you know, these central ship industrial complex, you know, that they try to create these offices or whatever into, you know, wanting to censor our speech or track us or, you know, monitor
right.
us. You know,
how much nonsense is
security.
It?
Yeah, that they
like
consider.
We're wasting so much on little menial things. And they're doing huge crimes while we're busy, you know, trying to stay out of getting in trouble with everything.
Yeah, just like these businesses, you know, they're always looking. It's like a psychological thing. Because isn't it a lot that we do on this planet? They try to consider, you know, they try to play these psychological games with us. A lot of movies that you watch has to do with psychological.
They pay people to figure us out. Yeah. Can you really figure out somebody's brain? It's like, you know, everybody's like somebody else, but something new too, you know?
So. But I think that's what all that damn chip freaking putting in your brain and all that's what all that's about. You know that?
Yeah. Yeah, make you a $6 million man.
Yeah.
I like the designer babies, you know, like we can pick what kind of children we're going to have.
Oh, my goodness. Man, these people are something, man.
Yeah, that's when the creator gets in between and say, hey, who's the creator here?
But you know what's funny? Why not how they create these offices of, you know, and then they do it through the Homeland Security, you know, and try to make us out to be where we need to be monitored and all this stuff, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know? Find fault with us, yeah.
Yeah. Just like I was saying in relativity to these companies / corporations, they always try to look in the negative at what you're doing in a company, you know, what you're doing wrong.
Yeah, they use it against you. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Instead of looking what you're doing right, you know?
Then they'd have to give you raises or something for, you know, saving
well
money.
Well performance.
Yeah.
Having well performance.
Yeah. Yeah. If they find fault with you, they don't have to give you any extras.
But the censorship industrial complex operates through more subtle methods. These include visibility filtering, labeling, and manipulation of search engine results. Yeah. So, see, like, whatever you search, It's like they like Sergeant Miller and I were speaking about last week, you know, of if you like you going online and you looked up, you know, AK-47 or, you know, AR-15, if you look at guns and you bought a gun, you went to the store and you purchased some bullets and all this stuff, and oh, they want to be all up in your grill with all that, you know? What the hell is all that about, you know? They're trying to sit there and making us out to be like the people on watch lists and all this stuff, because we go out and we buy weapons or you know, bullets or, you know, that we have to be watched, or how many guns we purchased, and, you know, it's none of their damn business. Mm-hmm. You know? What about all the freaking guns, the weapons that they buy? You know, and blowing up these freaking countries and all of this, and spending all our damn thousands of dollars, billions, not a billions.
Huh? That we buy for them.
That we buy Israel for them. Too.
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, we supply people with all the wars in the world right now.
Yeah.
That's why we're doing it. We can't be friends with Putin because we need a war, especially when we're going down. And he mentioned that China is like, what, 5 times the GDP or something of anywhere else, you know. Like, they're still going to survive this no matter what. We're the only ones that probably aren't going to survive this because of the way we're so stingy or whatever.
Yeah, so I was telling Sergeant Miller the other day that they try to, Putin even put it down on that interview. You know, that America come in and they pressure. He said he couldn't figure them out. It's like they just continue to want to pressure him, you know, in every way he turned. He's sitting there trying to make decisions of his own country. You know?
Right. If you try and agree with them, they just raise the rates, you know, they want more.
Yeah.
You know, whatever they can get away with.
Keep raising the stakes and everything. You know,
so doesn't it look like the people of America wouldn't think like that? Didn't Putin just kind of give us a way out of the war and kind of give us a message that if we wanted to, you know, decide for ourselves, we probably wouldn't have to worry anymore?
Yep.
But I think it's up to us, not the government. I appreciate it.
Hey, thank you for being here. Appreciate it. Thank you, Sergeant Miller.
It sounds like you needed a break.
Yeah. Donate if you can. Love y'all.
Get
out of here.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio.
Travels to Earth through the rainbow crystal bubbles from the furthest reaches of space and time, across the dimensions, through the elements, and in harmony with the colors of the universe. Through her mastery of abstract stream of consciousness malapropisms, she weaves a web of comic, satiric, cosmic conversation. Her subjects can range from Norman, the goose next door, to astrology and earth changes, and into the deep recesses of the soul matrix. She holds a wealth of knowledge on herbs, plants, and astrology. Join Mona and her guests on Adventures of a Feral Hippie as she touches the earthly radio waves 5 days a week at 2 p.m. Monday to Friday on Studio B at Revolution Radio.
Things were not quite right, that everything was just ever so slightly askew.
Do you have, to paraphrase Morpheus, a splinter in your mind?
If you're interested in hearing the latest information about UFOs, the paranormal,
ancient cultures and structures,
monatomic elements,
longevity,
fantastic discoveries in science,
download it to your brain,
then tune in to us. Hi, I'm Dave.
And I'm Mackie.
And we are Shiny Side Out, Sundays 2 to 4 a.m. Eastern. See you then.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.